cliffcentral.com.
So I was at Monte Cassino and I saw they had big posters up all over the place. They're bringing out an artist called Leo Sayer. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, his name does sound familiar.
I remember when I was a kid, I found this guy's records in my dad's record collection. But it's so supremely 70s. Listen to this. This is Leo Sayer. He had two big hits. I think there were only the two.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Very 70s, all right? Listen. How 70s is this?
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better of me.
This is Leo Sayer, yeah.
Just snap your fingers and I'm talking. Like a dog hanging on your leash.
He always had a big, he was a white guy, had a big afro. Remember this? It's a lot like the Bee Gees, but that was his big song. And then he had one other really, really big song too.
Was that his actual voice? This
That's his voice, yeah.
I feel like dancing, dancing, dancing the night away.
Yeah.
I feel like dancing, dancing.
You like this? Do, 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 do. I can't believe that this guy is...
I like that.
You like it?
I like the sound of that.
Are you going to go and see him?
No. No.
I can't believe, A, he's still touring, but B, he has like three shows here in South Africa.
All right. Well, he's coming here and he's ready to wow you, Sia. Let me see if I can find the other song that was quite well known. Let me see if this is it. It's very difficult.
Why do we always get these people, guys?
What do you mean? These has-beens?
Yeah, why can't we get, you know?
Isn't it great, though?
It's sad.
So, yeah, we just been moved to junk status. Who do you want? Leo Sayer is like, coup, that one. Promoters are high-fiving each other over the
We've got junk status now. We've got to take... This is, by the way, guys, this is the last major international artist we'll ever have is Leo Sayer. After this, we go downhill from Leo Sayer. Get ready.
We can't even get Roxette back for the 71st time.
Other big song, right? After this, I don't know what we're going to have. David Hasselhoff. I mean, where do you go after this?
Where do you go?
You
David Guest, if you were
up,
alive.
Dig up Teddy Pendergrass. What are they going to do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're going to dig him up.
I love you more than I can say.
This is the other song that he...
It's a classic two-hit wonder, wasn't it?
Twice as much tomorrow.
I remember my dad used to listen to this.
Love you more than I can say.
Maybe we could dig up George Michael.
Oh.
He's still quite fresh, right?
No, he's actually not.
It's December. It's only April.
He's kind of decomposed at this stage. I mean, you say fresh. I don't know, Gareth. Decomposition?
Well,
shame.
You know, decomposition is just the opposite of composition, which is where all the great songs come from.
You know, they should actually have like a festival. They should have a festival of called They're Not Dead Yet. All the artists you thought might have died.
Liza Minnelli.
And you'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I remember that.
I thought Liza Minnelli was dead.
Exactly. That They're Not Dead Yet tour. That would be a great tour to go see. It's almost better than like the one-hit wonder stage. Everyone who just had a one-hit wonder like career.
Yeah.
Get them all out to do their one hit.
That's a very good idea. Rami, come in here. Rami Schwen is here. She's...
I give you that international...
Ah, here
I'm
she
not
is.
I'm liking how you're like dissing Leo, eh?
Leo, you like Leo Sayer?
You know Leo
Are you
Sayer?
Into this? Come here, baby.
Oh.
Sit your beautiful backside down on that chair and tell me what you think of
the
Leo
one
Sayer.
Leo Sayer fan.
Are you a Leo
Stop
Sayer
it,
fan?
Sia. No, it's not like I'm a Leo Sayer fan, but I know his music quite well. And... We might know a few songs, but most of them they were hits. I mean, one of the biggest hits besides "You Make Me Feel Like Dancing" it was "When I Need You."
Oh, is that him?
Oh,
I just close my eyes and I'm with.
Is that him?
That's him.
Wow,
baby.
Okay.
That's him.
But you see, we didn't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sorry, I thought it was just the two.
So he's had hits and hits and hits. Huh. He might have had You know, when you've released 5 songs, but all of them are hits.
Yeah.
I mean, I know other people have released 150 songs and we still have to remember one of them. So but that's Leo Sayer. He's like that. He's such a cheesy artist. You know, Leo Sayer is the one that you want with Lenny Williams. No, Lenny Williams is the one.
Lenny Williams,
you know,
yes, of course.
I love you.
Like
that one, like, there's a scratch there. They Nani. You see now. You see now.
I just close my eyes.
I didn't know he was so popular with Rami and Sia.
No.
But isn't it possible that we might have heard a remake of the song and we just...
No, this one, this is the actual original because this was released in 1976. Okay, there goes my history of music. I studied music.
No,
so.
Carry on talking.
No, but I studied music. So it's not like I'm clever. I just happen to know the things because I had to study. But yeah, When I Need Love, it was released... When I Need You, it was a 1976 hit.
Wow.
You know, and I think it was one of the most... remade songs from Leo Sayer, and it's been featured in so many movies actually.
Well, we must have heard remakes and didn't know that the original was by him.
You know, I mean, there's one that Luther Vandross sing, there's another one that Al Jarreau even sings it. All these artists have covered the song.
Well, sadly, Al Jarreau's gone, so we can't
and Luther is gone, and there's Leo bringing the original.
All right,
you know what I mean?
There he is. Look
you know
that.
What I mean? Yes,
hold up.
And do like I do.
Okay.
So you can imagine how it's going to happen when this song starts. Everyone will be like, oh, Danny, hold my hand. People will be crying. They'll be all emotional. It's going to be fantastic.
Danny, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to fill up the teatro for 3 days?
Yes, it will. It will. He's a proper... He's such a cheesy musician.
Wow.
You know? I mean, I remember when Julio Iglesias was here, I was so upset that I missed his show.
Now, Julio, now we're talking about that.
You know what I mean?
Now, that was a crooner. Right?
That's a crooner.
Yeah, I went
Gareth,
to see
he's
Julio.
Still alive.
I know.
He's still a crooner.
And he was here, you know, he was here last year?
Yes.
Yeah, and his show
I got a picture of me with Julio, and I said to him, Mr. Iglesias, I went backstage, he says to me, Hello, how are you? So I said, Mr. Iglesias, I need to ask you one thing. Is it true that you slept with 5,000 women? He says to me, when I said that, it was many years ago. Since then, there are more.
CliffCentral.com